Now time for our Frankfort Locker Room chat here as we get set for week number 7 of the high school football season on Friday nights. And we got the head coach over at Frankfort joining us, Nick Anderson, brought to you by Winklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfort. Also want to thank Community Healthcare System as well. Frankfort improving to 5-1 overall. A big win last week at home against Blue Valley Randolph. That final score 54-8. Coach, this just the initial thoughts and takeaways from last week.
Well, you know, watching it live, I wasn't all that pleased with how we played. It got better when I watched film. We did more things correctly than I gave us credit for that night. Too many negative plays offensively, and I mean by drop passes and penalties and turnovers that kind of made that game longer than it needed to be. But like I said, after I watched film, I thought we played really well defensively despite, you know, one or two plays, and I thought our effort was good, and I thought we competed well.
It's interesting you say that. Now I'm curious. I'm going to ask you, you know, watching it live, being on the sideline, coaching a game, and then going back the next day or two later and then watching it, you know, on film, you know, how often do you find yourself, you know, finding things maybe on film that you didn't see in the game when you were there live watching it and coaching it?
That's not unusual for me. You know, there'll be some nights where I think we play really well, and then I watch the film, and I'm instantly, you know, mad about how we played. So it just depends. You know, there's a lot of emotions that go on during the course of a game, and a lot of things going on. And sometimes my focus gets on things that there probably doesn't need to be, and so I lose sight of maybe some things that are going on. But the film never lies either way, and that's, you know, that's the best part about going through it and breaking it down and showing the kids.
You pitched a shutout in the second half. Anything specific that changed, or just maybe the play just got a little bit better maybe in that third and fourth quarter?
Yeah, I know. I thought we played pretty well defensively both halves. Their long touchdown run, we had a couple guys in wrong gaps and took a bad angle. And the Brockman kid's a good athlete, and he was good enough to make his pay there. But defensively, you know, we held them to less than 100 total yards, and for the athletes that they have, I thought that was pretty good.
Another great outing for you offensively, 19 first downs. Your quarterback, Wes Anderson, 15 of 22, 330, a couple of touchdowns. Carter Olson, 6 catches for 145. So, again, we've talked about a lot of these kids, you know, throughout the course of the year, but it just seemed like offensively, at least statistically, might have been one of your better games of the season.
Yeah, if you take away the two turnovers, you know, on the second play of the game, we fumbled at the one-yard line as we were getting ready to score, and then our first possession of the second half, we throw an interception that should have been a touchdown, and there's two scores right there, and then we had a couple drops that killed a couple drives. If you take those out of the equation, I thought we played pretty well offensively, and you know, we're able to distribute the ball around to all our playmakers and keep Blue Valley on their toes a little bit.
We're talking with head coach over at Frankfort, Nick Anderson. A few more minutes. We'll step aside. Quick timeout. They go to Wakefield this week. We'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KMZA. A few more minutes here with Nick Anderson, head coach over at Frankfort, brought to you by Winklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfort, also Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, a district game here this week. You get the Bombers of Wakefield and a team that's 2-4. They've lost 4 in a row. Hanover put it to them last week, 68-0. But what can you tell us about your opponent here on Friday night?
Yeah, I know they're a younger team that's going through a lot of injuries right now. They're pretty depleted when they played Hanover, but they've done some good things throughout the season, and they got a D tackle, a big kid, 6'2", probably 240, that's probably one of the better defensive linemen in the state of Kansas, and he could cause some issues if we're not trouble. So you got to view it, you know, make sure it's not a trap game, you know, going on the road and playing a team that you probably think you should beat, you know, ahead of a big week next week.
Yeah, you mentioned a trap game. Obviously, Axtell looms at home in the final week of the regular season. So how do you feel like the kids have done in terms of, you know, keeping the mind right and focusing on the task at hand this week?
Well, I think we've done a pretty good job. You know, they're kids. They're going to probably do some of that on their own. But as far as practice goes, we've done a really good job of just focusing on Wakefield and the things that we need to do to be successful against them on Friday.
Finally, Coach, here at least for Wakefield, give us a few keys and expectations for this one.
You know, number one, don't let the road trip beat us. And like I said, don't be looking ahead on the schedule. You know, take care of business, get in, get out, do what we need to do, and move on.
Finally, Coach, real quick, one more thing before we get you out of here. You obviously know these two teams very well, Axtell and Hanover, obviously battling it out on Friday night. Just from your perspective, with the familiarity with both of those teams, what kind of matchup can you expect between those two on Friday night?
You know, I'm just as intrigued as anybody else to see how that one plays out. You know, nothing would surprise me here. No matter what happens, there's part of me that says, yeah, that could probably happen. So It'll be interesting to see, and I know a lot of eyes throughout the state of Kansas will be on that one.
Well, certainly the TVL has been very solid once again across the board, and Frankfort no exception there. A 5-1 start here through six, and they go to Wakefield on Friday night in another district game before they host Axtell in the final week of the regular season in week number 8. Nick Anderson joining us. Coach, we always appreciate it. Good luck at Wakefield.
I appreciate it.